Still to come on Alaska News Nightly, finding solutions to the air quality problem in Fairbanks.
This department receives hundreds of phone calls every year from individuals that are literally being smoked out of their house.
That's ahead. Stay with us.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Every day, people all over Alaska are discovering how public transportation benefits them, their businesses, and their communities. Public transportation in Alaska provides 7 million rides a year to work, medical appointments, shopping, school, social opportunities, wherever people need to go. With public transportation available, the going is good. Find out more at goodgoingalaska.com. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Mobility Coalition, a nonprofit organization.
The Fairbanks Borough Assembly is considering measures aimed at cleaning up local air. Two ordinances on the Assembly's agenda tonight target fine particulate pollution from wood burning. They include everything from a public education campaign to an old stove changeout program to fines for chronic polluters. Glenn Miller, who heads up air quality control for the borough, says the ordinances focus on wood smoke because it's been identified as a primary source of particulates and generates a lot of complaints.
We really need to do something to ensure that the population is protected from egregious violations. But at the same time, we have to be able to help people heat their homes in an affordable manner. And this is a good start.
The borough regularly violates federal standards for fine particulates when cold air inversions trap pollution at ground level. The Environmental Protection Agency has designated part of the borough as a non-attainment area. The borough has until December 2012 to come up with a compliance plan and another 2 years to fulfill it. Miller says the first ordinance, which is set up for vote tonight, provides for spending $300,000 in grant money on public education and outreach.
We've talked about trying to get real-time data available to the public, and that means equipment at our monitoring sites, more monitoring sites with real-time data, so we're not just reporting at one area. We've also talked about employing some type of signage along the roads that are real-time, so as people drive by, they can actually see what the air quality data is in their particular areas. Also, campaigns on how to burn wood properly and the benefits of burning dry wood.
Miller says the borough is looking at access to burn areas, kilns, and wood banks as means to improving the local supply of dry firewood. The second ordinance, which is only being introduced tonight, includes the old stove removal or replacement program. It taps $1 million in federal economic stimulus money as well as property tax credits to ease the cost burden for homeowners. Borough residents would have until September 2011 to convert. Miller says after that date, the ordinance empowers the borough to fine chronic polluters.
This department receives hundreds of phone calls every year from individuals that are literally being smoked out of their house, and they're wondering what we can do about it. And right now, there really isn't anything that we can do about it. So this ordinance also provides for a mechanism to deal with nuisances or egregious violators that are, in fact, smoking out their neighbors and really affecting the quality of their life.
Pollution fines outlined in the proposed ordinance range from $300 to $500. Miller says it's never popular to impose restrictions on the public and anticipates a lot of feedback. He says that cracking down on wood smoke pollution is only the first step in tackling Fairbanks' particulate problem. He says emissions from heating oil, motor fuels, and coal burnings are still being studied and will be addressed with future measures.